Okay, so first I'd like to just go over how the Priapus shot came to be, and then I'll open the call for questions and answers. Now, I think that because of some sort of, let me just tell you the kind of phone calls I get and why I think this will help you understand. I got a phone call from a gentleman who lived in this northeast part of Georgia in the mountains there. He was in his 20s, who had never had sex because he said his penis was so small he was embarrassed to be with a woman. Erect penis size was about 2 inches. So growing a penis is not just about how to be in the next porn movie. Growing a penis has a lot to do sometimes with just generally being able to have a normal relationship. And because of my book, I get those sorts of calls and emails fairly regularly. Because of that, I put out a course that's done well and has helped quite a few people about how to use the combination of hormones together with some physical type therapies, basically like yoga for the penis, to cause growth. The problem with that is that the growth is fairly slow. So 6 months to a year to see an inch or so of growth. You know, hair grows at about a half an inch a month. So this is much slower than even watching the hair on your head grow. Now, the good news is if your penis grows an inch longer and an inch more in diameter, then you have essentially doubled the volume of a cylinder that starts off at about 6 inches. So it's not... not a small thing to grow an inch. But to take a year to do it is difficult. And the other thing is the hormone part of it can be difficult. Finding a physician who understands how to put in place the parts of that recipe. So if you've been to the website, you know, which is Priapus, P-R-I-A-P-U-S, shot, S-H-O-T, .com/growpenis. If you go to that web page, you see where I've been using Juvederm to shape the face. Now, Juvederm is a hyaluronic acid filler, and hyaluronic acid is something that's in the body already, so it's a natural filler. It's in the joint fluid, it's in the tissue of the body anyway. But the problem with this filler is that it's a gel and it can cause clumpiness. If it's injected too shallow, it can cause lumps and nodules and even some mild necrosis of the skin, or the skin can die. So I've used it successfully now on several thousand people in the face, but I wasn't too hip to put this into my penis or into the penis of a patient. And then I read about this thing called the G-spot injection, and there are some local physicians around here who do that, using collagen to enhance the G-spot. Now, with that, what you essentially do is you do a pelvic exam on the woman. Using a speculum, you expose the G-spot, and then you inject it so that it becomes larger and it exerts more pressure when the man is having sex, the woman, or whatever is stimulating the G-spot. There's just more of it. It's enhanced in volume because of this collagen, and so there's more pressure and there's more feeling. But collagen, again, it's not, there's not enough volume. It's easier to enhance something as small as a G-spot than it is something as voluminous as a penis. And the collagen has reactions. You just can't tolerate any reaction in your penis. So I'm doing all these injections with on the face with Juvederm, and I don't know how these drug reps know, but they know who's doing the most of everything. They know how many prescriptions. Part of the way I got involved in growth hormone research is that they knew I was writing a lot of prescriptions, so the company approached me back before Suzanne Summers wrote the first book on growth hormone. The company that was manufacturing Genotropin, Pharmacia, approached me about doing the study of growth hormone. So in the same way, somehow this guy knew I was doing a lot of injections, and he came to my office and said, I'd like for you to try this platelet-rich fibrin matrix. And the brand name he was showing me was called Cellphyl, S-E-L-P-H-Y-L. So when I saw this and got what it does, it was very exciting to me because I realized this could be used for other places. Now, let me explain how it works in the face and what I've seen, and then you'll know why I came about using this on the penis. When you take a, there's two types of stem cells, and this is basically stem cell therapy. There's a totipotent stem cell, which is a stem cell that can grow anything. So that's the part that's controversial. In theory, you could take the one cell from the embryo of a child, let's say Einstein's baby, and then you could grow 20 more sons of Einstein, because from every cell of that early developing embryo, you can grow a whole new body. Or you could grow a whole organ, so you could grow 16 hearts of some Olympic athlete and then translate those hearts into people. And this is real science. This is can really be done. But you can understand the ethics of that are pretty profound and can be disturbing to think about what could happen. So understandably, that's been widely debated, but the unipotent stem cells are widely accepted and practiced more often. And this has been used for years in orthopedics and in veterinary medicine and even in cosmetic medicine in other countries, but it's fairly new to this country to use cosmetically. What you do is, the way to visualize this is if you cut the skin of the face, what happens is the two pieces of skin do not just glue back together. You grow new skin to create the mend that heals the wound. To grow that new skin, unipotent, as in one, they're able to grow one type of tissue. Unipotent stem cells grow collagen and skin and new blood vessels to support the new skin. So you grow a new layer of skin that starts out from the unipotent stem cells. And these unipotent stem cells are in every tissue. We used to think that they were not in the brain, but now we know you can even grow new brain cells. One of the organs most able to regenerate itself is the liver. Now you can imagine this has wide and very exciting possibilities. So it's been looked at using this in the pancreas to grow pancreatic islet cells so that a person can start to make insulin again and cure diabetes. It's been looked at and is being used widely to help orthopedic injuries. If you read the fine print in some of the stories about Tiger Woods' doctor, you know, Tiger was discovered to be using growth hormone, which shouldn't surprise you. Most professional athletes do. And as they should, it's a safe medicine. And if you're making that much money and need the edge to keep that level of competitiveness, then you can make an argument that that's the thing to do. People risk their lives doing dangerous jobs. Anyway, I won't go into the ethics of that, but if you look at the Canadian doctor who was prescribing the growth hormone for him, one of the other things he was doing was using platelet-derived or platelet-rich growth factor, platelet-rich fibrin matrix, which has growth factors in it to help the injured joints of the professional athletes of the Canadian Football League. And the reason he does that is it works. And there are clinics across the country in the U.S. who use, this is all they do. They specialize in using platelet-rich fiber matrix to help the repair of orthopedic injuries. So when I see this and I realize this is a blind spot that could be the solution, since my book Anytime was a bestseller for several years, I have a lot of people still contact me about erectile dysfunction. And so I started digging deeper into the research and found that I had a blind spot. I found we're in 2003 in the Journal of Urology, so 7 years before I'm making this recording, and this is all on my website. We're in the Journal of Urology, someone suggested that because growth factors have been proven to help erectile dysfunction in animals, that this might be the way for the future for helping erectile dysfunction in people. And then I also posted a paper there on the webpage showing where stem cells, unipotent stem cells from fat, were injected into the penises of diabetic rats, and they started to have sex again and grew new blood vessels, new growth, better erections. And more importantly, by tracking the stem cells, they could see very few stem cells went into the penis, that it was probably the growth factors, paracrine function of the growth factors, or the platelet-rich fiber matrix, that caused the repair and the growth in the new blood vessel supply in the penis, in the penises of these rats. So after seeing all that and getting a phone call from a patient on the other side of this continent who was desperate for reasons having to do with an upcoming marriage and still had not had sex with his new bride or soon to be bride, I really was motivated to help this man. And, you know, the guy who did the first heart cath put the catheter into his heart and walked up 2 or 3 flights of stairs to take the x-ray pictures. So I thought, if he can do that, I can do this. So I prepared the platelet-rich fiber matrix using the process that I was using in the face. And this is after 4 months of seeing faces get better. So I'm injected in the face, it fills in, they start to get a glow, is what most women call it. And the glow is coming from new blood flow. Just like in a child who has rosy cheeks, they have new blood flow, and so it makes it look rosy and glowing when they've been out playing, because they have more blood vessels than does, say, an 80-year-old person. So, and then I used it on a woman's breast who had saggy breasts. Those pictures are also on the website. And these breasts were saggy, and she also breastfed 3 children. I put it around her nipples. And not only did they perk up and some of the stretch marks got better, but she got a new sensation. I filled in a couple of scars and other people, so just injecting the cell fill. No fat transplantation, just the cell fill or the platelet-rich fiber matrix. I was using a brand name process called cell fill. Using that, I saw scars fill in. And they didn't fill in with lumpiness. They filled in with normal tissue, and they grew back to look like the other side. One lady whose scar that I filled in, she had a big divot where she'd gotten a cortisone injection. You could put half your thumb in it. This lady had a pretty bottom, and she was young enough to not want to have a scar. She wanted to still take her clothes off for her sweetheart. And she was embarrassed, but after doing this, she literally could not remember 3 months later when she came back to have her face treated, which side of her bottom that I'd put it in. So after doing all this, I finally decided, all right, I'm going to do it, and I just did. I put lidocaine on my penis, lidocaine cream. I prepared the platelet-rich fiber matrix, drew my own blood, filmed the whole thing for proof, and then injected it, and the penis got, initially, it looked about like if you were in cold water. You know, penises don't like to have a shot, but it didn't hurt as much as a normal shot to the bottom of the shoulder. But it looked not larger initially, it was like it was in cold water. And then, after about 10 minutes, it perked up, and I could tell it was immediately thicker. Now, initially, I injected the base of the penis and some around the head. About 2 days later, I repeated the injection more distally. Now, the penis is in three compartments, and I thought about the anatomy of this and how to do this injection, and that's part of the process that that's proprietary that I'll have patented. But the way it's spread through the corpus cavernosum, so you have two pillows, one on each side, and then you have the head of the penis, which that tissue wraps around and is contiguous with the part of the penis that's on the underside through which the urethra passes. So there's three compartments. So I injected all three compartments, and then I spread it through using a process that is proprietary. And 30 minutes later, all in the name of science, my girlfriend was trying this out and said that it was amazing, that things were much firmer, and I could see that things were quicker, more quickly firm, and there was increased thickness, increased girth. Not much in the way of length initially. And then after about 2 weeks, there seemed to be an increase in length, and after a month, I'm a good solid inch. You know how it is. Sometimes you're more excited than others. But when truly excited, it's closer to an inch and a half longer, and there's an increase in girth of an inch, which is a significant change. Since then, I've injected others. One fellow also had an inch more quickly in length. At about 2 weeks, he had an inch in length and an inch in girth. And several of his friends are coming because he's so excited, and he's not embarrassed to say, I had this done, and things are working better, and my penis is bigger. The last one that I did was only about 3 days ago, excuse me, about 5 days ago, and he's the first one to say that at the 5-day mark, he cannot see a change in size. Now, here's the way it works in the face and how this may relate. In the face, sometimes with the face, you don't see, you'll see the initial change, but then at 3 days, you don't see that much. And this goes along with the cell field research. So what you're actually seeing is that the volume of the liquid that the platelet-derived growth factors are in, the liquid gets resorbed, and you're left with the growth factors that are embedded in this matrix. Then the growth factors stimulate the stem cells, so you don't see the true tissue growth until 2 to 3 weeks later. It starts to peak out at about 4 weeks, continues to improve for 12 weeks, and with the face, you see it lasting at least 15 months. Now, here's how I thought about this process to think that it would work in the penis. If I cut my penis, heaven forbid, but if I did, and I, as an ER doctor, I've sutured up many penises, and I never expected it to not heal. If someone's a fight or a car accident, I've seen trauma everywhere, but I never expected it to not heal just because it was the penis or the scrotum. Those growth factors are there just as much as they are in the face. And if the growth factors are there to heal, then they're there to respond to this matrix. That's why you see the research. If you go to Wikipedia and just look up stem cells, you'll see how this all fits together. So, and see that it's unipotent stem cell research applies to almost every organ and every tissue. So why should it not apply to the penis? And that's exactly what I'm seeing, is that with my penis and my patients, there's a lag, and in about 3 to 5 days is when it's at its nadir. And then it starts to grow, and I haven't had this now for 15 months, but why should it not work just like it does in the face? Now, I've applied some of the same principles I teach in my penis enlargement course, You know, these are growth factors. And back in 1990, when Redmond did his original research with growth hormone, they told these guys to not, I think this applies to the penis, but with this research, they were just giving older men growth hormone. And they told them to not change their exercise and not change their diet. And in a very short time, they had a drop in body fat and a rise in their muscle mass just from taking the growth hormone. But now we know that if you really want to see a change in body composition, it works much more dramatically if you change the hormones and you change the diet and you change the exercise. And I think the thing, same thing applies to the penis. So I have some methods that I teach in that course that worked. I had people growing larger penises before I discovered the Priapus shot. People were growing a larger penis. It just took longer by doing the physical therapies and the hormonal therapies that I teach in that course. So all of it together should give a synergistic effect, just like exercise together with hormonal changes give a synergistic effect with total body composition. So that's the way I think about it. That's the results that I'm seeing. And questions I have heard are that people want to know how much growth they'll see. I think this is proportional. I think you can see, you know, to the original size. You can see where if you have a certain amount, picture a gallon bucket full of tennis balls. If I do something to make the tennis balls grow by 10%, and then I have a 5-gallon bucket full of tennis balls, and I have those grow by 10%, I think you can see there would be more growth, absolute growth, in the 5-gallon bucket because there's just more there to begin with. So if you picture about a 10 to 20% growth, that's going to be about, and it could be a little more, a little less, but if you figure about an inch to an inch and a half, that's going to be about right for most penises. Now, the way I want to do this so that everybody's secure, since it's a new therapy, is that if you just see absolutely nothing happen, then, of course, I'm not going to keep your money. But if you do see some good results and you want to repeat the process, then I'll repeat it at a lesser cost for a second injection. There's no reason to think just because you cut your face once and it heals doesn't mean that it won't heal if you cut your face again. So I think if you don't bring it up to the size you want after about 2 months, you could re-inject it since it's starting to peak out at around 3 months, 2 to 3 months. You could do another injection and I would lower the cost for a second injection. So figure about a 10 to 20, 25% growth, or about an inch to an inch and a half on most penises in length and girth or circumference. And hopefully an increase in function. I saw a quicker erection and a more firm erection. I think this would be beneficial, just like it was in rats, to some diabetic males. I do not think that any therapy works for everybody, nothing. There just isn't one that's perfect. But there's no reason to believe that this would not be successful in most people. If someone has, of course, if you're near function, if you're getting an erection but it's just taking more Cialis, or if you've been using injections for the penis but they're just not working as well as the Trimix or the vasodilators that are out commercially, but they're not working as well, then this might give you the extra edge to get a better erection. And you may still need the medicine, but you just may need less of it, or what you're using may work better. The truth is that Viagra, Cialis, those things just do not work with everybody, or people have horrible side effects. And back to the functional thing, you know, there is nothing out there that causes enlargement and better functioning. Right now, the the surgical procedure of either clipping the ligament so that it extends the penis and makes it longer, or implanting fat in the penis to make it fatter. That's really not affecting the penis size itself. The corpus cavernosum stays the same size. And the fat may or may not take, and it may not be as firm as a regular penis. So this gives an actual firm, healthier looking penis. And what I've seen and what my patients are seeing is that the skin looks younger, the penis looks younger, there's better blood flow, and it's just firmer quicker. Now, other questions I hear, well, what about injections? Will there be scar tissue? The research shows that somewhere around 10% of the guys who inject five times a week for years using the Trimix or the vasodilators eventually get some scar tissue. So, and we're talking here an injection of just one time, and let's say it wears off at 15 months to 2 years. So we're talking injection every year or two instead of five times a week. So I think the fibrosis rate is going to be less than 10%. In theory, also, you're putting something in there that helps the body heal. So there should be little bruising, and indeed that's what I'm seeing. I had a small bruise about the size of a pencil eraser. You could get some bruising. Anytime you put a needle in anywhere, there's risk of bruising. So that's a possibility. As far as pain goes, if you wanted to take something for pain, that could be arranged, a Lortab. This is not something, or whatever pain pill, but this is not something that should need anesthesia. This is a shot, so it shouldn't hurt anymore. And it does not hurt any more than a regular shot. It's the idea, of course, that's troublesome of having a needle put into your penis. So there's numbing medicine, and if you wanted some sort of anxiety medicine, that could be arranged. A good idea is what do you have to do when you go to the dentist. If you need gas, when you go to the dentist, and you might need a little Xanax or Valium before I do this procedure. Let's see. Those are the main questions, and I think that's probably enough. Let me see if I have any other questions from people on the call. Everybody's raising their hands. I'm trying to think what else. I guess that maybe answered everything. Let's see what else I can think of that people have asked me by email. The price right now is at $1,900, and that's paid in advance, just like any cosmetic procedure. Most physicians require that, so they're not sitting there with nothing to do for some reason. Someone has an unexpected bill or something. And, of course, if you had to cancel the appointment for some reason, then that could be refunded. But that would need to be paid prior. That is how you would confirm the appointment, is by paying that fee. Let's see. I guess that should cover it. I don't see any other questions. If you want to know more, you can go to the website, which is PriapusShot, PriapusShot, .com/growpenis, or just my website, templerepair.com/growpenis. If you have questions, you can email me at drrunnels@runnels.com or charles@runnels.com. And I guess some of you guys will be listening to this as a recording because you weren't able to make the call. So if you hear this recording and you have other questions, feel free to call me. And thank you for your attention, and I hope this has been helpful.